Hey, thank you, Mary. Hey,
hey
Al, this is Gail. You bet. Hey, Al, this is Gail. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Glad to hear it. So it sounds like you and Mary were talking about the first page listing that we're filling out on Google today. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, super. So I was just taking a peek to see what you had so far for online presence, see where you were at. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough, Al?
Sure.
All right. Now, before I get going, of course, I know you want to know about pricing. Any other questions for right now?
No, just basically the radius part. I mean, I told her between 15 and I guess 15 would be a good radius for me.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
And we go with zip codes. I'm good for that too. But
okay,
it's all going to be with the because I mean I do Angie's leads right now, so it's all going to be with the my budget and the pricing that you've got that I'll make.
Gotcha.
My decision.
Okay, perfect. So as far as radius, so one of the first things that we'll do is we'll close the Allen area for your category of carpet and rug cleaning, and then we close that for a 50-mile radius around you. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never promote or work with any of your competitors. So we won't be promoting anyone other than Global Tech to the first page of Google. And then we do all of the background programming that's necessary so that you do show up in the map section anytime anybody is looking for your services. And so we'll use all of your services so that you're found for each one of them when someone does a search. And we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you, and they are unlimited. We don't charge for leads, clicks, calls. And just so you know,
doesn't Google charge you for the ad or not?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go. Go ahead.
So it's not a paid, it's not a position that you pay Google to be on per se. We're a Google Premier Channel partner. So they rely on companies like ours to work with small businesses to get them on the first page. So, I hope that answered your question.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. And then, I know what I was going to mention, the 50-mile radius. There are no restrictions or requirements one way or the other with that 50 miles. That's a 50-mile radius that Google sets. So their rules are, and of course we have to follow because we're partnered with them, that we can't work with any other companies in the same category, in that same area. Now, Al, I noticed, I was trying to pull up your website, it's globaltechcarpetcleaning.com, and it's not coming up for me. Did you know that it was down?
Yeah, it's an old website that when I first started my business back then, you know, I didn't like the way it looked, you know, so basically, say it again?
Oh, you just took the site down then, but kept the domain name?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Perfect. That actually is going to save you a little bit of money that you've got that domain name already. And so what I'll do is I'll check while we're talking and see if I can get a website built for you. We don't do it just for everybody, but you've got a lot of wonderful reviews out here. You're nearly a 5 out of 5 star rated company, which is one of the things that we look for. So I'm going to check on that. And then I noticed on your Google business profile, it comes up showing that you're permanently closed. Did you know that that was on there?
No, because I haven't advertised with Google in a long time. So, no, I didn't.
Okay. Okay. No worries. That's something that we can get going for you again. And that's going to help your visibility too. Right now, if someone finds you on Google, they're seeing a Google business profile that says that you're closed, even though you're not, and even though you haven't done anything with your DVP in a while, that would be deterring clients right now from calling you. Those two things, the website being down and then the GDP. GDP, we can get fixed for you. We don't charge for that. I'm noticing your Angie listing. How are you enjoying the service? You must like it.
Well, I mean, they've gone up in price, and I mean, I've been with them for over 4 years.
Okay.
But their lease has gone up in pricing.
Okay. So maybe time for a change then.
Well, I mean, it all depends, you know, basically. I mean, depends how I go see what you've got and if it's something that, that's good for me, then I'll just decide. I mean, because the year is still coming. At the end of the year, you know, I'll be able to calculate some of the money to what you've got here, you know, so.
Gotcha. Now, so there's another option I want to talk to you about that actually might work out really, really well for you. So what we were just talking about is called the local map section. That's where we do the programming so that you appear in the map for your searches and your keywords. Have you heard of a program called Google Guaranteed? Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've heard of it, but it's been a while.
Okay. So it is a pay-per-lead program, and the major benefit of it is that the leads are exclusive to you. So unlike your home advisor Angie's leads that are also sent out to your competitors, these leads are going directly to you. They use an actual call tracking number so that we know that they're only going to you. And then if they're an invalid lead, so for example, they're outside of your service area or they call about something you don't do, you simply don't pay for the lead. So all you have to do is let us know and then we take it from there and get it so it's not charged to you. Now, because you're doing so well on Angie's, I think you would do really, really well on Google Guaranteed. So the Google Guaranteed ad, if you can picture when you do a search on Google, right across the top, like if you search carpet cleaning for Alan right now, right across the top are going to be rectangular boxes, and those are the Google Guaranteed boxes. And so the guaranteed portion of it comes in. Google guarantees, or in other words, backs your work actually with an insurance policy, giving the consumers that are looking for your services more encouragement to call you because Google has verified you and you're legit and all of those things. So all the things that consumers are looking for on the fly in order to give you a call. And I can't type and talk, apparently. My tech had a question about website for you. Okay. Here we go. I had to answer them back real quick. So did you happen to just do a search and be able to see those Google Guaranteed boxes on the top?
No, I'm not on my computer right now.
Mm-mm. Oh, no worries.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to yours?
No, to you. I'm sorry, Al.
Okay.
No, I was talking to you. No worries. So they sit pretty much right underneath the Google logo, so right in a prominent spot. And now there are a couple of prerequisites, qualifications. One is that if it's required, do you have a business license?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I would assume you're insured.
Yes.
Perfect. And then any face-to-face employees, so in other words, anyone who would enter a client's home, would need to be background checked. Is that something that you'd be comfortable with?
No, that's fine, but it's basically only me. You know,
okay.
I got one helper that's with me, but
okay.
I can see his name, you know, so.
Okay, perfect. So you definitely qualify for the Google Guaranteed. So let me see what we've got for pricing for you. I'm happy that it's available there. It's new enough that it's not available everywhere or for every service category. So It looks like your lead cost is $29.33 per lead, and that'll be the same every single time. It doesn't fluctuate like the Home Advisor ones. I know sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down. This will be
the
same.
Well, they do. They go up. They go up. I don't know if it's, for example, I live in Atlanta, if it's Plano or if it's Richardson, it goes from $5 to $10 depending on the city itself, you know.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay.
So yeah, no, it is. I mean, because, I mean, it's almost like, in, like I said, it went from, yeah, they've gone out in price. I mean, in the very beginning,
wow,
it probably was about $18, you know, per lead, which was good, you know. So,
yeah, yeah, exactly. What's your lowest lead fee right now?
The lowest lead, probably between $38. That's
oh,
lowest.
Wow.
You know,
that gets
a little... that's if I get the job. I mean, I got to sell myself to get the job, you know, because they'll send it to two or three other carpet guys, you know.
You bet. Well, and then you're left just bargaining on price, and that sucks. Right? I mean, there's no worse place to be if that's all you're left with.
Well, I don't mind.
Wow.
I'm pretty affordable with my pricing, you know, and I'm fair whether they're rich or not rich or whatever, you know. I'm the same
thing.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so I mean, they'd be the same every time, $29.33, and now they do have a monthly minimum budget. But I want you to think of it as a debit account because people get scared off. So your monthly minimum on Google Guaranteed would be $383. Now, where I want you to think of it as a debit account, let's say this month you're busy with other stuff and you just don't have time to take them in, so you pause your leads and you only used two. So that'd be about $60. Next month, you'd only need to replenish the $60 of that $383 that you used to bring the account back to $383. So you'd only have to pay back the $60 to get it back to the $383 level. Does that make sense?
And what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then what if? But there's no contract, right?
Correct. No contract. Month to month. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So, say for example, things aren't working out or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I decide to go ahead and terminate. You know, the month to month, you know, is there any money is left over? Would that be refunded?
Yep, absolutely. That would come right back to you. Certainly.
Okay. And y'all put that in writing?
Seems like I'm sorry.
Y'all put that in writing as far as
yes.
the difference?
Yep, it is. It is. It's right in our terms and conditions that you'll get a copy of as we get to set up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So now the approval process for the Google Guaranteed program takes about 4 to 8 weeks. So what I would suggest is if you're still doing well on Angie's and Home Advisor, I would hang on to it until we get the approval process through Google so that you're not just left with nothing. The minimum, that monthly minimum of $383 is not due until the approval process is complete. So for the approval process, there's a $250 one-time non-refundable application fee that goes to Google, and then we've got a one-time $99 setup fee. And then that gets everything going. We'll get through the paperwork and help you through the paperwork to get the Google Guaranteed through to Google and get it approved and back as quick as we can. I've seen it take as little as 2 weeks, but I don't count on it being 2 weeks. It just depends on how busy they are at the time over there.
Right.
So
that's an additional to the $383.
So the $250 and the $99 are one time only, and that's the application and the setup. So then once the approval process is done, all you'll have is the $383. If you use it all each month, you know, if you pause, go on vacation, you can do that at any time too. You can pause and there are no, I don't even know what to call it, start back up fees. Somebody's probably got one of those, but we don't, and neither does Google. All you'd have to do is just let us know you want to pause and then we pause them. I mean, we have companies that pause all winter and because they do landscaping in the northern climates,
mm-hmm.
and then right. unpause in the spring. So, yeah, you can pause anytime you need to.
Right. Okay.
Well, Al, this really kind of sounds like it's going to be a better option for you, or maybe the two go hand in hand.
And does that include the website?
That does not. So to do the website, let me get you over here. I can actually give you a nice credit on that. So for websites, we don't sell websites all by themselves, so that would be included in the local map programming. And I actually did get the go-ahead to do a website for you as long as we do the local. So the map programming that you and I were talking about first is at $149 a month, and it also normally has a $99 setup fee. But if you're going to do the Google Guaranteed, I only need to charge one setup fee. And then that $149 a month will cover building your website, getting it back on your domain, unlimited maintenance. Anytime you need photos uploaded or you want something changed, we can do that for you. And well, we don't.
Can people still see your, I guess, just on reviews? You know, because the reviews are the ones that really get your customers calling. I mean, I don't think someone's going to read a 3-page website or 2-page website or stuff like that, you know. So for me, I think that's just a waste of money, the $149 a month, you know. That's just to make it.
Go ahead. It might something.
No, if it's whether I click carpet stretching and repair on Google and you said it would be on the first page, I don't have to have a website. I just really have to have reviews on there, right?
They kind of go hand in hand. You'd be surprised at how many people like to just take a look at somebody's website just to kind of, I don't know, give them credibility.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, that was just it. It's, you know, see that you're legitimate, see that you're there. A lot of times, too, especially now, post-pandemic, there is a strange shift that happened in people's buying habits. And now they're trying extra hard to go for the guy that's local in whatever industry that is, carpet cleaning included. So a lot of times they do like to just kind of take a peek into your origin story. I hate to say that. My daughter says it. I'm older than that. But I guess that's what they call it now. Your origin story. Just to know if you're somebody they want to do business with. So it definitely helps. It definitely helps.
Okay. So what is the difference between this Google Guaranteed and the other one that you were talking about?
So the local map is what we were talking about originally. So the difference between the two is on the map, someone could select you, call you, get a quote, call someone else from first page, get a quote, and then do the full circle. The Google Guaranteed buyers, because Google is guaranteeing your work and backing you, tend to be a ready-to-buy lead. They're good, solid leads when they come through. The ones that are going to come through the map are going to be unfiltered. So you're going to get, you may get somebody that calls you for house cleaning. And then you'd have to filter it out. I'm just assuming you don't do straight up house cleaning like a maid service. Google Guaranteed, if you were to receive a call like that, that was for a maid service, looking for a maid service, all you have to do is tell us and you don't get charged for that lead. So they're more solid buyers coming through Google Guaranteed than they are through the map section, because they do sometimes go to multiple places in the map. Does that make sense?
Right. I mean, what is the cost on just the Google Maps?
If we do just the map without any of the Google Guaranteed, it would be $199 a month with a one-time $99 setup. But if we do the Google guaranteed and the map, then, I mean, that's all that more, much more business that you'll be able to take in too. I'm just thinking here. Kind of, I'm looking at what else is on first page. Okay. Nobody of consequence. There are a high number of searches in your area. Is that, has business been better for you these last few weeks?
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, because I mean, I really don't get hardly any calls from Google. You know, someone, hey, because I used to ask a customer, where did you find me? And she said, well, through Angie's Leach or whatever. And that's basically
right.
Where I get my calls, you know. But as far as saying, yeah, find me on Google, you know, no. I mean, so.
Gotcha. And that may be because your Google business profile shows you as closed. If they were to find you
right.
on Google, they would look at that and think that you are closed, even though you're
so
not.
On that local map, I mean, is it still on the first page on there?
Oh yes, yeah, it is. So you'll come up.
How long does that stay on there?
Indefinitely, as long as we continue doing the programming and changing. So one of the things that we do for ongoing, our first job is, of course, to get you into the map section on that first page
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
your service categories. And then it's keeping you there. So because we work so closely with Google, we keep a close eye on algorithms as they change. And then we go
right.
into your account as they change. And we make those micro adjustments in your programming on your Google business profile and your website so that you don't slide, so you stay in the map section. So it's
so you take
it's
care
indefinite.
Of all that.
Mm-hmm. We do. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
yeah.
a good opportunity
I
for you.
What, right. And on the local map, it's still the, say, for example, that I wanted to work in the Collin County area. Is it still a 50-mile radius? Because, I mean, I don't want to, get a job that's in Fort Worth or Arlington. That's where I'm going.
Oh, sure. Right. So, okay, couple of things. With the map section programming, there are no restrictions or requirements about how many leads or jobs you take. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited, and you can travel wherever you want or don't want and decline and accept whatever you want. And there's no charge per lead for those, you're free to do whatever you choose.
Yeah, because you're paying the $199 a month. Exactly.
Exactly. And then on the Google guaranteed, still there's no restriction on, if you got a call from Fort Worth, certainly, you're probably not going to want to travel it, not for a carpet cleaning, and therefore it's an invalid lead being out of your service area. So, yeah.
Right, but I mean, whether they call or not, I mean, I'm still getting charged the $199 a month. Either way, you know, depending on.
I'm not sure I follow
you. I mean,
your question.
I could be getting calls from Fort Worth because, it's still a 50-mile radius. If you said Google has a restriction on that.
So the 50 miles is your protected area where we can't work with any of your competitors. So, but we can narrow that considerably as far as the area we hit. If you prefer a rifle approach as to a shotgun approach, that we can narrow, but that 50 miles still stands. That's always going to be your protected area.
Okay, so you're saying if someone, I live in Allen, so if someone, say, for example, a customer calls from Allen, that call won't be able to, they won't be able to contact me because of my competitor?
No, they'll find you in the map section, and they'll call you directly. So, I think where we're getting confused is the radius. So that 50-mile radius is your protected area where we can't work with any of your competitors. We can never...
Oh, okay, I got you. I follow
yeah.
you. Yeah, well, I got
yep.
you.
that we didn't want, and neither does Google, the home advisor effect where it goes out to five of you. It's not good business. It doesn't make anybody happy.
I got you now. And does this program here, the local map program, does that take 4 to 8 weeks as well?
No. Excellent question. So a lot of things happen. So industry standard, just to give you a baseline, to get you to the first page of Google is, well, they say 6 to 9 months, but I say 6 months to never, because if you get to 6 months and you're not there yet, it gets kind of iffy. It means they're not doing as much as is possible. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. And because you've actually already got your Google business profile, waiting for that verification to come back is usually our longest delay in that 30 to 45 day time frame. And that part can take 6 to 10 days. But because you've got it already, we just need to fix it. That could go quicker for you too. So overall timeline, if today is day one, the day we get you set up, between now and 7 days out, you'll have a detailed reporting dashboard that's going to come online, so you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us. And we'll also get your directory submissions out. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different directories. So that's all, an onboarding call. That's all in for 7 days. And then between now and 14 days, your website is going to come online. We'll be working on the Google Guaranteed at the same time. And then we're also doing our programming during that time on your Google business profile so that it can be displayed properly. So that the last part, the last leg, I guess you will, is about 30 to 45 days for that first page. And that'll put you in the map.
And on reviews, is there any way that you can, because I mean, I've got about 99 reviews on Angie.
Right.
I mean, is there any way that y'all can just forward those, or I can forward those to you guys?
What I usually recommend is send them, so we'll give you a tool. What's that?
I know, because I mean, you probably send a tool to send assisting customers. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I just don't feel like bothering my customer. Hey, can you write a review here? I'm with Google. I hate bothering people that way.
Oh gosh, I think most of the time people are flattered anymore, truly. I mean, just from what I hear talking to people across the country, and I ask for reviews too. I want reviews on how well I do, and usually people are happy to do that. So,
yeah.
I think you're.
And, Is there a number, if there's any issues, if I do go ahead and move forward with you, I mean, are you the direct contact person that I would be talking to if I have any questions?
Yes. I'm the lead on your account, and I always will be. So if you ever have questions or problems, definitely call me. I always answer my phone. If I'm on the phone and I can't get to it, I always return my voicemails. And if it's something I can't personally resolve, I will hand walk you to the person who can.
Okay.
Digitally.
I'm definitely leaning towards instead of the Google Guaranteed, leaning towards the local map for the $199 and then your $99 setup fee. That's the one I want to check. If anything changes, then I can.
Oh yeah, we can come back and add Google Guaranteed later on too. No problem. Well, all right, Al, let's go ahead and get you set up then if you've got a couple minutes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I need to gather some info from you. I want to close this listing though. When the listing opened for us.
On the, just like on the Google or the Maps, is there a box like on the showing the description of work that I do instead of just saying, okay, is this Global Tech Carpet?
Yes. Yes. I was looking at that too. Your Google business profile, whoops, wrong page. I clicked on the wrong screen. Your Google business profile right now is really short compared to most. Most of them are 2 to 3 times as tall as yours is because they have more content. And yes, that's one of the things that we're big on. We'll make sure that your Google reviews show, and then of course about your services too. Definitely. We want that on there too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I kind of want to just go with it. I mean, as far as if, when you're writing, or adding stuff to that.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm going to, if you're going to name off services, I'm going to get them in my little form and update it.
Yeah. The services, I would rather start with the carpet stretching and repair.
Okay.
And then, carpet cleaning, and then area rug cleaning, and then upholstery cleaning. That's basically it.
Oh, okay.
And then looking at the very last one, you can put there grout cleaning as well.
What was the last one? Grout cleaning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And I had no idea that carpet stretching was something that was done. Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's most of my work from Angie's carpet stretching and repair.
Really? So what does it shrink up over time and suck to the middle?
Yeah, within time, you know, with humidity, depending on the area that you live at, you know, or bad installation, you know, so.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I'm glad I do.
Yeah.
Wow. You
know, carpets start buckling up, you know. Like everybody wrinkles up within age. We all age, you know, so we're wrinkling up. You know, we just got to straighten ourselves up.
Yeah, you're right about that. We do all show our age after a while, don't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, Al, is Al short for something?
Alberto. Yeah.
And then I don't need your digits yet, but on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
I don't know. Let me look.
I never do either. I've always got to go.
I mean, no. It doesn't even have that. It just has my first name, Albert. That's all it's got.
Okay. And then your last name, please, Al.
De Los Santos. D as in David. E. L O S S A N T O S.
Wow, that name sounds really familiar. Are you, by any chance, have you ever lived in Wisconsin or have relatives there?
No, not that I'm aware of. Most of my, that name is kind of originated in the Philippines. You know, there's a lot of De Los Santos out there in that area.
I'll be darned. Okay, wow. It just sounds like such a familiar name to me. All right, and let me, I'm going to repeat it back, make sure I've got it right. So on the card, it's Albert Delosantos.
Yeah, two S's, Delosantos.
Ah, got it, thank you.
But okay. My card doesn't have my last name on it, it just got Albert on it, so I think it'll be okay.
Yep, I think it will. And then what's your email address, Al?
Global Tech Cleaning 0212@gmail.com.
Nice, easy one. So Global Tech Cleaning 0212@gmail.
Exactly. Gmail.
Perfect. All right. And I'm going to send you 2 emails. Just make sure they make it through. The first one is informational. And it's just more information if you'd like to go read up on how our dashboard and analytics works. So that one's coming to you first. If it'll go, there we go. And then the second one, I need to adjust it, but it's going to be the exact price and package that you're getting so that you know what you've got. I want you to have that in writing. And two, when we get to the end, I'll send you an email with our terms in there, but then I read it to you as well, and that's recorded and attached to your file, and that's for your protection. Okay, those two emails are on their way out. Let me know if they made it.
Okay. And also a question on that. You said that on the hours of operation and all that, right now it's showing that it's closed.
Yes. Yep. So that's one of the things that we'll do. Actually, it's one of the questions on my little checklist that I ask you is what you want to show for hours of operation.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can take that now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, 7 to 7. Oh. Yeah, Monday to Sunday, close on Sundays.
You got it. Perfect. Okay, and then we got services. So part of my job, too, is to make sure that everything matches and everything is thorough. I don't want typos anywhere, so I'm kind of skimming back through things that we've verified, making just double sure I don't have any typos in there. Okay, that looks good. And then, so company name, I've got Global Tech Carpet Cleaning and Maintenance. And is there an Anchor LLC there?
No.
Okay. And did I get the name right?
Global Tech Carpet Cleaning and Maintenance, yes.
Yes, perfect. Thank you. Update that. And then are you still at 618 Huntington Lane in Allen, Texas?
No.
Okay.
I'm at 23 Harper Drive, Allen, Texas.
23 Crawford Drive.
Yeah, 23 Harper Drive, Allen, Texas.
Oh, Harper.
Yeah, H-A-I-P-E-R.
There it is. It wasn't finding. I put in, I don't remember what I put in. I overwrote it. It was another town in Texas. And then, so I've got for your phone number, 972-841-2353. Is that the number you want to show for a business also?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Perfect. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I don't know the last time I ran across someone who wasn't using their cell phone for business. It's just kind of how it's done anymore. In fact, we just finally, at our house, gave up our landline. We realized we were never using it. I mean, ever. All that came in on there was spam calls and political surveys and, garbage. So we just dumped that last week.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. The first one is my contact info. So I want you to put me in your phone. If you ever have questions or problems, you'll know how to get a hold of me. And the second one I'm sending you is our customer service department. So that's where you'll reach your technicians. And then I'm going to send you another one just to get it on its way. This one's just information. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why would I need a technician for? What's the purpose of that?
Oh, because I don't program. I'm not a programmer. So what we'll do, we'll set up your onboarding call, which is a call between me, you, and your technician. And they're going to go through with you what you want on your website, what you don't want, how to get into your dashboard, all of those things. So, yeah, that's why you'll want their contact info, just in case you need it.
Okay. All right.
And then, yeah.
Okay. As far as the cost that we're talking about, just to make sure that we're on the same page, it's going to be $199 a month, and then the $99 fee. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct. And that's all there is.
Okay.
All right, then I'm going to go grab, I've got to grab your website link here and drop it in. So part of what I'm doing right now, too, is grabbing things like your website link and other information that your tech is going to need. Now, do you have a business Facebook page by any chance?
I do, but I haven't used it in a, I haven't used it in a while, but I do.
Okay. And is it under Global Tech?
Yes,
Well, let me see if I can dig it up. Okay. If it's available, we like to have it on hand. That way it's there. I think I found you. Perfect. It's still out there, and it's still a good-looking website. Perfect. Okay. All right. Just note that, so we've got it there.
So you're just kind of linking everything together?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And then I'm grabbing your website address so that they can put your website right back on that domain.
Okay.
Doing a couple of other little check-off things like that. Okay, so let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call, Al. So I like to schedule this call at your earliest convenience. I don't like to take your money, though, and not get to work. So that's why I like it as soon as we can. We block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes about 25 to 30 minutes. And let me see. Today looks pretty well shot, but we've got tomorrow. Oh, gosh, it looks like pretty much every hour on the hour, starting at 9, going through 5.
Now, let's go ahead and make it at lunchtime, 12 o'clock.
Lunch.
Well, are you are you here in Texas?
Well, we're based out of California, but I live in Colorado. So, tricky time zones, but that's okay. We can do noon your time, and that'll be just perfect our time. That spot is...
Your number came up, the number that you guys call was from Salina, Texas.
Oh, you know, we use it's a voice over internet protocol system, so it's always just picking numbers from that area. It's I wish I knew more about programming. I'd be able to explain it a little bit better.
Okay, yes, 12 o'clock, my phone would be good.
Perfect. I'm grabbing that appointment.
What was the name of the company that you're with, or is it your company?
Yep. So the company name is Local Splash.
Local what?
Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Yeah. Okay. Splash. Yes. Local Splash. Okay.
Yes. Let me get that appointment in here quick. Oh, and I've got another email on the way to you. The subject line of this one starts Local Splash CIE. It's goofy internal coding, I tell you. Really goofy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, if you could open that one up. It's a calendar invitation. And there should be about, midway through, yes, no, maybe option.
Okay.
If you'd hit the yes, that will send a confirmation back.
Oh, for the appointment?
Yes.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah. Customer service, call tracking info. Is that it?
Nope. This one would be in your email.
Oh, the email. Okay, let me look.
And if I lose you too, by the way, Al, I'll call you back. I've already got your listing on hold, so they've stopped dialing the area.
Okay, hold on, sir. Let me.
I always manage to lose people when I start hitting buttons on my phone.
Yeah. So the Independent Local Splash CIE, is that the one you want me to get on there?
That's the one.
Okay.
And then just hit the yes, and it should take care of it.
Okay.
She says
so,
as she crosses her fingers.
Okay, it says here between 10 and 11 a.m.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, okay, so it's 10 a.m. our time, but it'll be noon your time.
Yeah,
did your
call? No, we're good at that time.
Okay. Well, no, it'll be at noon.
Oh, okay.
It'll be
okay, I got it. Yeah, I got it now. It's just tomorrow between 12 and 1. That's fine. Okay.
Okay, good. Well, you scared me for a second. Actually,
yeah,
I was starting to think maybe your phone hadn't updated for the time change with daylight savings.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I responded yes already, so.
Perfect. Got it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me see where we're at on my checklist. So, next item up. It's an optional item. No additional charge for it. It's our Splash app. We rolled it out. I guess it's been out about 3 months now. It's an app that would install on your existing cell phone. You'd download it from the Play Store. And the app itself would have its own unique telephone number, unique to you. What a lot of our clients use it for is they'll use the app phone number as their business number, and you're able to call out and receive calls through the app, so you could keep your personal separate from your business if you wanted. Is that something that you're interested in? Okay, all right. So I'm going to send you, make a note, yes, there. And then I'm going to text you the application for it. Now, application not in the normal sense. Usually an application indicates that you could be accepted or declined. The only reason for the application is that the app itself is still, it's in beta phase yet. So it's with our programmers. And it's not with our customer service department. So since it goes to another place in the company, they ask you to fill out an app to get to it. But I did put you as a yes to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do I need to download that app now or not?
You don't need to now. I would actually wait until we're done with your call tomorrow. And then then you'll know where to go. And
all right. Well, just remind me tomorrow.
You bet. You bet. I can do that. And then, Al, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Text. Okay. Just for tomorrow's setup?
Tomorrow will be a phone call that I can put that normally you'd prefer text. Perfect.
Yeah,
And then on your website, again, no additional charge if you want to do this. We can set up payment integration. So if you use PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, any of those, and you want to be able to send people to your website to make payment, we can get that set for you. Is that something you'd like?
No, I'll handle that myself with the customer.
Okay. No problem. Hey, I'm with you. I would rather have cash any day. It still spends.
I'll take Venmo or check or cash or credit card, you know, but is that something that you're talking about putting on the website? Is that what you're saying?
Right. So
you can put all that in. Yes.
Okay, awesome. Good. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Okay. And then I want to set up a security challenge question and answer with you. The reason is once you've got increased visibility, you may get calls from companies like Yelp, one of the directories that we do list you on. It's a necessary place, but they're very good about calling you and telling you that you need a subscription to Yelp in order for your website to do X, Y, and Z, or whatever. I don't know what their claim is. I really don't. I just have seen too many clients get roped in. Couple of things that I want you to know. first thing, we never call you asking for more money. So if you get a call like that, it's not us. And you're free to accept or decline their offer, whomever is making the offer for whatever they're selling. And just know that your decision either way is not going to affect our work or anything that I've told you. So I don't want you to think that that you have to sign up for whatever they're offering. You don't. So what I would suggest when you get a call like that, or even somebody from Local Splash calling you, saying we're from Local Splash, I would ask the challenge question. And if it's not us, they'll hang up. If it's us, we won't be offended. So we've got three options: mother's maiden, the city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which one works for you?
First pet name would be fine.
All right. And what is that first pet's name?
Ginger.
One more time.
Ginger. J-I-N-E-R.
Ginger. Got it. I love that name. Must have been a dog.
Yep.
Oh, I guessed it. What breed?
It was
Golden maybe?
What is it? No, it's a little small. I can't even think of the name of it.
Oh, that was the word I was checking. I was looking for. I was nice. They are such sweet dogs. Oh my gosh. I've known a few of them over the years and they're just wonderful pups.
Yeah.
And Al, we're just about to the end, but I don't want, so our phone system, it's silly. When we hit the 60-minute mark, it's going to kick both of us off of the phone, and I don't want that to happen, for instance, right after I take your credit card information, because that's embarrassing and it's scary for you. I understand. So what I'd like to do, we're down to about 8 minutes before she kicks us off. If you don't mind, can we hang up, and I'll dial you right back, and we'll continue?
Sure.
Okay. I will talk to you in just a minute then. Thank you, Al.
All right, thanks.
You bet.